there, Flatliners. This is Pierce here on this all-new 25th episode of Flatline Radio. And, man, do we have a great show for you guys today. But first off, we want to wish everybody, hope that you all had a great and a very happy Thanksgiving, had a stuffed belly and all that good stuff. We were going to have a Thanksgiving episode, but then we decided that since that's not the actual scariest holiday that's out there at this time of year, we decided so that we could be the scariest media outlet out there right now, we decided to do a Black Friday episode. And so that's why we are here in the studio today on a Black Friday, the 29th, I do believe, yes, and recording for you guys right now. So I do want to say we've got a great show lined up for you guys, including Gore Geeks with Robert Rates going to be coming in and talking to you. We've got a few things. We've also got on that show, we have some stuff from Freeze's Defib. Michael Freeze is going to be coming back on, talking to you a little bit more about some real haunted stuff. And also from across the pond, we've got Scare Tours with Michael Bolton, as well as Flatline Radio Quick Pulse News here on Flatline Radio. Hey, before we kick it off, I'd like to give a shout out to all of our wonderful sponsors, including Transworld, Halloween and Attraction Show. Of course, they are the number one attraction, or the number one trade show out there for the time being. And absolutely, go check them out at haashow.com. Check out Froggy's Fog, makers of fine, the finest quality in the industry, I say, of fog and snow and scents and all this other great stuff. Go check them out at froggiesfog.com. It's also to Dark Imaginings, very well known for their haunted portraits and also their web design services. Go check them out at darkimaginings.com. So right now, we've got some awesome music here brought to you in part by our friends at Sam Scholes. This is Pine Hill Haints, only here on Flatline Radio. Be sure to go and check them out. I'm sure you can go find some stuff around the internet with their music and all that good stuff on it. So once again, we're here in Flatline Studios, keeping our fingers on the ever-apps and pulse of the horror and haunted attraction industries. So all you have to do is lean back and let your blood slow to Flatline Radio.
Hey, I know it's just my kind of self-defense. Oh, so what part about going down? Don't you understand? Another falling star. Some say it makes a deep black hole. I know it's just a scar.
Want to take your haunt to a new dimension of terror? Then let Dark Imaginings conjure up some ghoulish graphics and web design services for your home, haunt, or crypt. To see more of our products and services, drop by darkimaginings.com. Let us help you get ahead of your competition.
Transworld Trade Shows are a very proud sponsor of Flatline Radio. Transworld Trade Shows has created and operated many of the industry's elite conventions and trade shows, including the Halloween and Attraction Show, featuring the Haunt Show held in the America Center in St. Louis, Missouri, March 20th through the 23rd. For the last 19 years, Transworld's annual Halloween and Attraction Show has created the marketplace of the haunted house industry. Each year, the industry gathers to network, get new ideas, and purchase products. The HA Show is a must-attend if you're a haunter of any type. For more information, go check out haashow.com. Also, Halloween Extreme, held May 24th through the 25th at the Rosen Center in Orlando, Florida. This is Transworld's newest Halloween show and is a Halloween and horror explosion that is open to the public. For more information, go to halloweenextreme.com. Finally, newly purchased by Transworld Trade Shows is the Midwest Haunters Convention, and now Flatline Radio sponsor. This convention is held at the Greater Columbus Convention Center June 6th through the 8th, and is the place to be for any actor or home haunter within the industry. The aisles are filled with masks, prop, costumes, and more. This is also the convention to party at with the Midwest Masquerade Ball, pre-show haunt tours, karaoke, and more. The convention is open to the public, but you must register. In order to do that, simply swing by MidwestShow.com. As you can tell, Transworld Trade Shows truly holds the best conventions within the industry, and it's why we here at Flatline Radio are proud to call them our sponsor.
Need professional prosthetics? Haunts Effects has a wide selection of professional quality and designed foam latex prosthetics. Haunts Effects welcomes all haunts regardless of your size and needs, and we know what it means to stay within your budget. Haunts Effects has a wide price range and selection to accommodate everyone's needs. Haunts Effects can also design a haunt-specific prosthetic to stand out above the rest. Visit Haunts Effects at www.hauntseffects.com and let us make your nightmares a reality.
Look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's actually a light beam that can be seen from up to 7 miles away from a 5,000-watt spotlight from Twisted Monkey FX. Twisted Monkey FX offers multiple spotlight setups, starting from a single 5,000-watt beam to up to 4 heads with multiple interchangeable light color options. Of course, all heads feature movement to really capture potential buyers' attention. Plus, each setup comes with its own flight case. So to find out more information on their spotlights and their pricing, go check out TwistedMonkeyFX.com. So stop monkeying around and get twisted.
Greetings, and welcome. I trust that you are all wondering where you are. I can assure you that while your location is not important, what these walls offer for you is important. Salvation. Let the game begin.
Hello everyone, and welcome back once again to Gore Geeks, right here on Flatline Radio. Thanksgiving will soon be here, and as you know, Thanksgiving Day is traditionally a day for families and friends to get together and eat a lot of food. Thanksgiving Day is a time for many people to give thanks for what they have. I personally am thankful for a lot of things. One thing I'm thankful for is our loyal Flatline Radio audience. Without your support, we wouldn't have made it this far. So today, I'd like to wish every one of our listeners out there a very happy Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving to me is a time for reflection, is a time to spend with your loved ones, eat a home-cooked meal, and even watch some favorite movies or television shows with your family, especially football. That is what I look forward to. However, to some, Thanksgiving means that Black Friday soon approaches. As you know, Black Friday is often regarded as the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. This leads me to our topic for this episode of Gore Geeks. Today, I will be giving out information on a few things that I found that should be on every horror lover's Christmas list this year. So let's get started. According to BloodyDisgusting.com, industrial mastermind Cell Dweller, also known as Clayton, who is one of my personal favorite electronic performers, has released a 3-track EP entitled Zombie Killer that features brand new music featured on the newly released Dead Rising 3 video game, which is only out for the Xbox One. Cell Dweller's music was also heavily featured in Dead Rising 2, so I agree with Jonathan Barkman, who wrote this article. It is good to see that he's back in Dead Rising 3. The tracks can be previewed and purchased through the Fixed Store, that is F-I-X-T Store. You can preview the tracks on SoundCloud.com, and I'm sure you can also check out the EP on YouTube as well. If you're buying an Xbox One for Christmas and are interested in finding a good game to play, Dead Rising 3, or any of the Dead Rising games for that matter, is always the way to go for any horror fan or gamer out there. You can read Bloody Disgusting's review of Dead Rising 3 on their site, www.bloodydisgusting.com. Now, for our listeners out there who enjoy building model cars, or who may have children that are interested in model cars, according to HorrorNewsNetwork.com, the Monster Dragula vehicle model kit is now available for purchase. The scale model kit allows you to construct a car with a coffin-shaped body, organ pipe exhaust pipes, and the bubble canopy. The kit even comes with a surf slab surfboard. Fans of the Munsters television show demanded that the kit be reissued in the original box art, and the fans have been heard. To learn more about this, you can go to horrornewsnetwork.com and click the Horror Toys tab. You can find this information on page 2. Now lastly, I found an article entitled Gift Guide that featured a vintage skeleton pocket watch. I love pocket watches, so of course I had to see what this was all about. This classy skeletal pocket watch maintains an old-fashioned charm with a slight kick. The watch face is enclosed within a skeletal rib cage, while a skull hangs from the chain. The jaw of the skull is movable for that extra charm. The pocket watch can be purchased for $28.99. I'm not sure where to find it outside of Amazon.com, but if you're interested in this or know someone who is, you can check out the article by going to www.fearnet.com. Well, that is it for Gore Geeks on this special Thanksgiving episode of Flatline Radio. I am Robert Rage, and I will see you all next time with more news and suggestions on collectibles, video games, and more for your Christmas shopping list. Till then, happy Turkey Day, everyone, and may the horror be with you.
Tapped into Quick Pulse News, bite-sized morsels of haunted happenings from around the darkened hallways, the cavernous catacombs, the macabre manors, the ghoulish graveyards and terrifying trails that make up the industry and pastime that we so love, the haunting Halloween scary creepy freakiness that is part of all of us. Filled with creamy nougat and nutty goodness, caffeine and cough medicine, I am John Stotchula, your intrepid host. Forgive me for the excruciating, annoying voice I have going on this week. Thanks to Mother Nature, I have picked up the particularly nasty cold that's gone around. Some of the symptoms you can look forward to are gallons of fluid running from your nose, and for a while you get the voice of James Earl Jones, which is actually pretty cool as you go around saying stuff like, Luke, I am your father, that type of thing. So that was pretty awesome. Our friend Toby Larson of Toby Wayne Studios has started a new YouTube page. He is including tutorials and some behind-the-scenes work on sculpts that he does.
I have seen the prop that Toby donated to Haunters for Charity, the little Gretchen doll, creepy. It was pretty cool.
And now he's sharing how it is done. Go to YouTube, put Toby Wayne Studios in the search box, and subscribe. Or jump on our Flatline Radio Quick Pulse news page on Facebook and click on the link. And while you're there, check out the link to a brand new haunt vlog by Mr. Matt Gilsdorf. You can link up and check out episode 1 of Matt's The Haunted Beard. You can follow along with Matt on his journey to going pro, something we all want to do. You might know Matt from the Blogs and Guts website and Facebook page. He is the curator of the Haunt Asylum Facebook page. Check out The Haunted Beard vlog on YouTube. Once you see Matt's beard, you will believe that something scary could be living there. Good luck to our good friend Matt. Click and show him some support. Excuse me. One moment here. Coffee. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to throw it out there. If the zombie apocalypse happens, which I know a lot of us wish it does, I will have the corner market on coffee. So I will have a basement filled of K-cups, and I will have a generator that purely runs my coffee machine. Because I tell you what, you can take away the world, you can take away, obviously, the United States. Take away coffee, I'm as good as dead. You might as well just toss me out to the ravenous zombies, because without coffee, you might as well kill me. Anyway, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. I was but a wee little lad when this came out, and I remember trekking down to our town's theater, fishing $1.50 out of my pocket for the matinee show, and having my wee little mind blown. Up until The Empire Strikes Back came out, I truly didn't believe there was a better movie than the original Star Wars, which was awesome. So in celebration, I have a little birthday present for you. It's a Star Wars tune. Happy birthday, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, R2. I just set a new course. We're going to Cloud City. It's a mighty good gin and tonic. She makes me up another.
Impressive. Now release your anger. You must have sensed that your friends are in danger.
Oh, why'd you slice off my hand?
It's imperative that you understand. Obi-Wan would never bother. Tell me too about your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
Then there's something I must reveal. Then I'm your father. 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 I'm your father.
Look at the books.
Happy birthday, Empire Strikes Back. By far the best of any of the Star Wars movies that have come out so far. At least that's my opine. The last time here on Quick Pulse News, I talked about the Haunt House in Cato Mills, Texas, shutting its doors. And I spoke about the vlog, A Haunter's Life. Well, I am happy to say that A Haunter's Life continues, and I think those guys are going to be around for a long time to come. They did have their last show at the Haunt House the other night, and it was successful. You can check out the vlog on that. Check out A Haunter's Life on YouTube. You know, this year's Halloween season is over, but no need to get depressed. There are plenty of spooky happenings out there still going on, and now is the perfect time to catch up on all those wonderful vlogs out there, videos of haunt walkthroughs, back episodes of podcasts, get ready for all the conventions to start up soon. You can always listen to all of the back episodes of Flatline Radio on the same link that you clicked on to hear this episode. We'll connect you with all the back episodes too. You can check out our good friend Brian Foreman's podcast, and he has every webinar that Haunt Topic Radio has done available for you to go back to. These webinars are chock full of great information for pro haunters, home haunters, industry professionals on topics like scare acting techniques, marketing, makeup, and so on and so forth. If you are looking for info on those webinars or podcasts, go to www.scaryvisions.com or haunttopic.com. Brian also has groups on Facebook and LinkedIn, so check those out. Our very own evil genius, Jason Wilson, has started up a website called the Evil Genius Haunt Lab. This website dives deep into the aspects of a haunted house, covering topics of character design, costume, makeup, and acting, to designing layouts and sets, the tools you will need, and even dabbling in electronic work. The website is brand new, so Jason is in the process of adding interesting writings and do-it-yourselfers. It's a website to check out and keep your eye on. Jason writes in a no-nonsense kind of way, and I believe you will be collecting great information as Jason puts it out. Check out www.evilgeniushauntlab.com. Flatline Radio is on the lookout for folks interested in being correspondents for the Flatline Radio podcast. We are looking for people who want to broadcast assigned segments and have a voice for radio. If you are interested, then contact me at this email address, support@hauntnav.com. That is support@hauntnav.com, or message me through the Flatline Radio Facebook page, the Flatline Radio Quick Pulse News page, or even my own Facebook page. Flatline Radio is working on becoming a 24/7 radio station, and we are always open to ideas. So if you have ideas on segments you'd like to hear or contribute, contact us. We will listen. I am looking for your news to share here on Flatline Radio Quick Pulse News. If you have tidbits to share and want to hear it on the air, then jump on the Flatline Radio Quick Pulse News page on Facebook and let me know. Get your interesting morsels of bite-sized goodness into the ears of thousands. Go to the Flatline Radio Quick Pulse news page on Facebook. Now it's time for news of the weird and wacky. Last September, a San Diego Superior Court judge, Patricia Cookson, performed a wedding ceremony in her courtroom. She went so far as to serve homemade wedding cake to the lovely couple, Mr. Dan Desbro and fiance Destiny. And you know, there's nothing weird about that. But here's where the wacky comes in. She did all this right after sentencing Mr. Desbro to a 53-year life term in prison for first-degree murder and threatening a witness. Kind of guessing that that was one hell of a reception party afterwards. Scientists are putting our tax dollars to good use. Using yours and my hard-earned cash, government research has found that cockroaches live in communities. Very much like neighborhoods, little cockroach neighborhoods. And not only do they occasionally have the neighborhood block party, but they're very protective of their turf. And they do not take kindly to any outsider cockroaches encroaching on their territory. You know, it makes me wonder. I wonder what a cockroach turf war looks like.
Hey, you cockroach, you lost. You seem to be out of your own neighborhood. No, we not lost. We taking over this neighborhood. Over our dead bodies, this is the east side territory. Yeah, well, you about to meet the west side, bitches. Look out, he's got a knife. Hey, you stinking cockroaches! Say hello to my little friend!
Well, I guess we have that to look forward to. You have been listening to Flatline Radio Quick Pulse News. I am your intrepid reporter, John Stodgill, and I want to wish you the happiest of Thanksgivings. May you spend it with the ones you love. And I am out. Stay scary, my friends.
All right. Thank you, John. And that just kind of proves that that is, you just never really know what's going to happen on his segment on Flatline Radio. And so apparently this time we hear cockroaches that are having turf wars. Hey, you know, I just can't wait until episode 26 now to see what weird and wacky news he comes up with then. He did mention in there, and I heard him mention this, on our Flatline Radio actual Facebook page at Flatline Radio or at facebook.com/Flatline Radio. We had one of our listeners comment saying how they wanted to hear about some other podcasts and stuff, and he did, of course, mention Brian Foreman's. I also, Brian Foreman and Daryl Plunkey's Scary Visions, there is this through their website, Scary Visions. Haunt Topic Radio is a great, great production. Go and check it out, absolutely. But I also wanted to throw out a few others there. We've got Return of the Living Podcast, really good friends of ours here at the show. They've got an amazing show, tons of horror stuff. It's just awesome. I also want to throw out Hauntcast. And, you know, it is a subscription-based podcast, but you know what? It's very much worth the money. I paid for it last year. And it's, like I said, it's very much worth it. So definitely go and check them out as well. And they've got a few preview shows out there for you to listen to as well. So, yeah, absolutely. Just want to go on there and tell you guys a little bit more about that. And also, a huge shout-out to John Stodger, of course. And he has HauntNav.com. I want everybody to go out and check out HauntNav.com. It's awesome. It is Kickstarter for haunters. It's amazing. And I don't see... This man is just pure ingenious because... It's a great idea. So a huge shout out to him and congratulations on as how far it's going right now. The Flatline Radio Live 24/7 live campaign is going to be going live here soon on HauntNav. You're continuing to hear the promos talking about it, and of course it's not up yet. Hopefully by episode 26, of course it will. Looks like our deadline to have the campaign actually launch will be December 8th. So be sure to look for that then. So anyways, back to the show. I think up here soon, we've got Michael Fries with his stuff coming up. So yeah, once again, thank you all for listening in just a little bit more. And thank you once again for John Stodgill for sending in yet another amazing and entertaining segment only here on Flatline Radio.
Corners of the- the supernatural. From Amity to zombies, all scary, all real.
A terrible presence is in there. I've never sensed anything like it.
From his subterranean home on sub-level 13 in North Carolina, Flatline Radio and HHNC presents...
I see dead people.
I told you something bad happened here.
The Freeze Defense.
It was the 18th of December, 1975, when George and Kathy Lutz, along with Kathy's three children from a previous marriage, moved into their dream home at 112 Ocean Avenue in Amityville, New York. For the next 28 days, well, we've all heard the stories. Hundreds of flies in the middle of winter, strange noises, voices, odd smells, cold spots, a hidden red room in the basement, glowing red eyes of a demon pig-like creature. I'm not here to retell a story we've all heard. Instead, I'd like to comment on some of the rumors that surround the story. Rumors that were meant to disprove the credibility of the Lutz's account of what happened to them in their 28 days in Amityville. The first rumor that needs to be laid to rest started in the mid-1980s. Word spread pretty far that George and Kathy Lutz had publicly announced that they had made it all up. Simply put, not true. George and Kathy eventually ended up getting a divorce. That'd be a great time to try to discredit your ex. But George and Kathy never wavered from their story. Both are now deceased, but they stood by their accounts of the events until the day they died. It's also been said that the Lutzes made up the story as a way to get out of a mortgage they couldn't afford. First, the house was a steal at an asking price of $80,000 in an upscale neighborhood 30 miles from New York City. Second, they had both sold their homes, and they were approved by the first bank that they applied with. Most tellingly, they left 28 days after moving in. Their first payment would not even have been due. Also, they had hoped they would be able to return to the home and pay the mortgage for the next 6 months before giving it back to the bank without ever returning for their personal belongings. Skeptics like to point out that there were inconsistencies in the book and in the movie. Apparently, they don't know how Hollywood works. They have to hype things up a little bit to entertain the moviegoer. Inconsistencies in the book would be the fault of the author, and not that of the people who lived the events. Critics also point out that the church denies that a priest went into the house to bless it, referring to the priest that heard the voice telling him to get out. They forget that the priest testified in court that he did bless the house, hear the voice, and was victim to a blow in the face from an unseen force. I find it interesting that the church didn't issue its denial until after the clergyman in question had passed away. It seems as though the biggest critics of the Lutz's claims are doing so to receive their 15 minutes of fame, or to profit from debunking America's most famous haunted house. As a kid, I saw a TV special. It was shortly after the first movie was released. I remember a young girl stepping over a busted-down brick wall into the red room and saying, "There's nothing wrong with this room. We used to play in here." Well, the brick wall was a Hollywood add-on. It never existed. George found the room behind a bookcase. What made it interesting is the Lutz's dog, Harry, wouldn't go anywhere near it, and it wasn't in the blueprints for the house. What this little girl had proved was that there was no paranormal activity where the movie was made. But she got on TV. Mission accomplished. As for the other outspoken naysayers, they all write books. There's money to be made in getting published, and I've been able to debunk or at least make one question all the points they claim are proof that it was all a lie. There are a few things that the skeptics don't mention. When the Webbers came to investigate the house, a camera was placed on the second landing. I think it was set to take a picture every 3 seconds. In one shot, just one single shot, a child was caught on film. There were no children in the home during the investigation. Furthermore, George and Kathy both submitted to lie detector test. The test was administered by the top men in the world at the time. They both passed. I don't feel that a land surveyor and a housewife had been trained to beat the box, much less beat the box when administered by the best in the business. But no matter what I say or what they write, skeptics will say it's a lie and believers will believe it. It all falls on the court of public opinion. Knowing this, I conducted an informal survey, and just over 90% of the respondents believe something did happen in the house to make the Lutzes give up that home. Probably the most damaging testimony to the Lutzes' claims could be made by Kathy's children. Let's face it, they didn't really care for George, and they're old enough to talk about it. So what are they saying? Find out next time when we talk to when we cover the interview with Kathy's eldest son, who says he is still having his life destroyed by his experiences in that home.
What are you thankful for this year, Dad?
I'm so thankful for my two beautiful children
and my wonderful wife.
And what about you, Mother?
I'm thankful for the joy that all of you bring into my heart.
I'm thankful for Brown.
So, what do you want to do tonight, dear?
Why don't we do a little bit?
Friday shoppers are rioting across the nation. This is not a drill. Stay home and lock your doors.
Don't worry, kids. We're gonna pack the PS4.
But is there gonna be anything left in the store?
We just are hip to see. Yes. Yes.
Hey, there's two TVs left inside.
Dad, did you hear that? There's two TVs left inside.
That's a good news. Ooh, kill them, sir.
There has been a catastrophic wave of Black Friday shoppers taking over the nation.
All over the United States, shoppers are rioting over sale items. And next up, China has managed to duplicate the White House.
Look at the stupid American, that's how we make so many money.
Mr. President, the shoppers are taking over the nation. We just lost the National Guard to the Black Friday sale. What are your orders, sir?
I hope you guys enjoyed the video, because I always thought it was funny and hip.
All right, hey there, Flatliners. This is Pierce here with Rob, and we're sitting here in the studio for the time being, and we're just kind of doing a little bit of reflecting, weren't we?
Oh, yes, definitely. This is a time to reflect, actually.
Absolutely, and one of the things that we've realized that we are very thankful for are for our listeners out there. I mean, of course, without you guys, there would be no Flatline, because we, you know, you're the reason that we continue to do this. We do this because we care about you, correct?
Exactly. I mean, we love doing what we, you know, providing the news about the horror and haunted attraction industries is something we enjoy, and without our listeners, you know, we wouldn't have made it this far.
I can agree, and that's something that both you and I can agree on. Now, something else that I'm very, very thankful for one would be, you know, for family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm very thankful for my family. You know, I have a very close family. Very happy about that. Very supportive of everything that we all do, Flatline especially. And so I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for some of my closest friends, especially you. You know, I consider you my best friend.
Right.
So very thankful for you. But I'm also very thankful for our Code Blue crew, because you know our listeners do have a lot to do with what we do. But without the crew, there's absolutely no way we could do what we do.
Exactly.
You know, they are the show. You know, that's why I never say Flatline Radio. If I ever bring up Flatline Radio, even just in regular talking to a friend of mine or something, I never say myself. I never say I. I say we.
Right.
You know, because it's our. You know, if somebody asks me what we do with whatever this, I say, well, we do this with that. It's a team effort. So I'm very thankful for the crew. So thank everybody for,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thankful for a lot of things, the same things that you said. I mean, family, Code Blue crew, you know, and a lot of the, our Hunt family from Arx Mortis.
Absolutely.
In Killin', Alabama. And of course, our extended Hunt family. I'm close to some in Columbia, Missouri at Fear Fest.
Huge shout out to you guys. Oh, congratulations to Tim and Lizzo.
Yes, congratulations to Tim and Lizzo. They have,
congratulations to your new baby.
And so, you know, I love this time of year.
Absolutely.
I'm very thankful.
And now, don't get me wrong, we love Halloween. we love Halloween with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And but Christmas is always Christmas and Thanksgiving this time of year, the holidays.
The holidays. Mm-hmm.
It always has something very special. I mean, I overly celebrate Christmas almost as much as I do for Halloween. So Thanksgiving kind of marks that time.
Right, you got Christmas lights coming up, don't you?
Yeah, cool. Some of them are already up on the house right now.
Got a little Christmas light show you do every
absolutely,
year.
Absolutely, absolutely love it. And you know, the thing that my family is very supportive of me with, you know, they enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just wanted to tell all of our listeners, you know, thank you, one, for continuing to listening to us and for your continued support, especially as we're trying to transition into this new format that we're working on, as you're bearing with us as we learn some of this new equipment that we're getting right now.
Right.
It's just wild right now at how fast we're progressing, and it's awesome. So thank you all once again for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just thank you all once again. And so with that being said, we'll continue on with the show. I think we've got a song coming up here next. So we will talk to you later here on Flatline Radio.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night.
Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Imagine this. You're driving down the road and as you pull up at your haunted attraction, it's on fire. Sucks, right? So you ask yourself, how could I have kept this from happening? Well, I have the answer for you. Pura's Fire Fix, offered only by Twisted Monkey FX. This stuff is great. It has a zero flame spread rating, and just 1 gallon can cover up to 600 square feet. This stuff is guaranteed to help prevent fires within your haunted attraction. Hey, for more information on Pura's Fire Fix and how to order, go to TwistedMonkeyEffects.com. So stop monkeying around and get twisted.
Darklight offers the most professional lighting products in the haunted attraction industry. They are extremely easy to use and durable enough to last 20 seasons. The new revolutionary Precision Alpha will change the way you light your show for good. Precision Alpha takes all the guesswork of selecting the right fixture because it is color, brightness, and beam adjustable for any application. The best haunts in America use Darklight. Do you? Order yours today from www.darklightsystem.com.
Need professional prosthetics? Haunts Effects has a wide selection of professional quality and designed foam latex prosthetics. Haunts Effects welcomes all haunts regardless of your size and needs, and we know what it means to stay within your budget. Haunts Effects has a wide price range and selection to accommodate everyone's needs. Haunts Effects can also design a haunt-specific prosthetic to stand out above the rest. Visit Haunts Effects at www.hauntseffects.com and let us make your nightmares a reality.
Hey Flatliners, Pierce here just wanting to stop in and let you know about some major projects that Flatline Radio is about to take on. Now, do you hear the difference between this recording and the others on the show? That's probably because this is recorded within an actual recording studio, which is what Flatline Radio is about to receive. For a short time, the shows may begin to shorten in length due to lack of time to work on them. And there may be also periods, as there already have been, without shows. The reason for this is because Flatline Radio is about to transform into the only true horror and haunted attraction industry 24/7 live radio station. We now have access to a very prestigious radio software that is used within the radio stations across the country, and we're about to turn it loose on Flatline Radio. The format in its entirety will be changed, along with nearly everything about the show. This means you can stop in anytime throughout the day and be up to date on anything happening within the horror and haunted attraction industry because we will be the only media outlet with the means of releasing the information in this manner nearly instantaneously. Now, why are we telling you this? Well, for one, we know and hope our listeners that they should be excited for this, as I know we are. But we also need to tell you what we're going to need in order to do this. Now, funds are a major issue right now. Any and now all revenue that we already make goes directly into upkeep and payment of services vital to Flatline survival. What we plan to do is to release a Kickstarter-esque project via our friends at HauntNav.com so that all may contribute to our cause. The fees we will incur will be large and we will need some extreme help. This program requires 2 computers, so we must purchase another. We will also need all new and high quality microphones, as well as a mixing board to correctly create the new show. Along with all this, we will need access to additional accessories so it may correctly produce the highest quality show possible. Also, we will be launching an advertising blast for several industry companies, lowering rates temporarily so that we may get the funds that we need. If you're interested, please send us an email to flatlineradio9@gmail.com. Once again, that is flatlineradio9@gmail.com. We appreciate any and all help that we can get, and we definitely appreciate your support, and we hope you can contribute what you can. Please, as for right now, go to hauntnab.com and click on the Flatline Radio promotion. If you will, go down and look at all the benefits you can receive. Now, you will receive benefits. Trust me. You will. I'm not going to let you go empty-handed. And that can be anything from t-shirts to just different little goodies all the way up to actual advertising. Now, thank you. And we look forward to serving our audience in a better fashion. It's steps like this that shows what our new motto really means. And that's why from now on, we are officially building our station around this industry. Keep tuned in and turned up to Flatline Radio. Oh, well, it looks like that's going to put a wrap on this episode of Flatline Radio. Oh, man, I'm telling you guys, it's been a lot of fun sitting here. I'm still stuffed from Thanksgiving. Oh, my goodness, I ate so much turkey and dressing, along with macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes, and oh, my goodness, it was so good. But yes, I had a great Thanksgiving. I hope everybody else had a great Thanksgiving out there. I want to thank you all once again for tuning in here on this episode of Flatline Radio. Thank you. A huge shout-out to the Code Blue crew for everything that you guys do, and I do owe a very special apology and owe him some credit. I did actually say this earlier in the episode that Michael Bolton would be on this episode with his new installment of Scare Tours. However, unfortunately, I don't know what exactly the deal was. This software would not load his audio. I tried all I could. I'm not sure exactly what happened. So he will definitely be back on the next episode, and he was missed on this episode. So sorry, Michael. For the record, you know, that was my bad. So, but anyways, also a huge shout out to our sponsors like Transworld Halloween and Attraction Show. And actually, I take that back. It's not just Transworld Halloween Attraction Show. It's the Transworld Trade Shows. Transworld Trade Shows is a very proud sponsor of Flatline Radio. One of their trade shows that they do promote and produce is the Transworld Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis, Missouri. It's coming this March. It's the number one trade show for anybody within this industry to go to. So absolutely go and check them out at haashow.com. Also to Halloween Extreme, which is also put on by Transworld. It's probably the biggest Halloween trade show out there at the time. Something else that they would do now is the Midwest Haunters Convention has just now been taken over by Transworld Trade Shows. So now, Midwest Haunters Convention sponsors Flatline Radio. How awesome is that? So, a huge shout out to Transworld. Thank you all for participating with us and being one of our sponsors. Also, a huge shout out to Froggy's Fog, makers of quality fog, scents, snow, foam, whatever. They can make any sort of special effects for you. Go check them out at froggiesfog.com. They've got the highest quality out there, and I've been in their factory, and it is amazing. You know, a lot of people thought it would be like a, you know, some sort of like, almost like a meth lab in a basement. I'm telling you guys, it's not. It's a huge factory filled with just tons of goodies and amazing little equipment. It's awesome. So thank you to you guys for sponsoring us, and go and check them out at froggiesfog.com. Also to Dark Imaginings for their website design. They're also very well known for their changing portraits. So once again, Dark Imaginings, go and check them out at darkimaginings.com. If you have any news for a future installment of Flatline Radio, be sure to send it to us at news@flatlineradio9@gmail.com, and I will be sure to pass that along to John Stogel. Also, if you are interested in being a part of the show, if you have feedback for us, positive or negative, if you think that you have a segment that you would like to hear on the show, or if you would like to be on the show, also send us an email to flatlineradio9@gmail.com. And also feel free to contact us on any of our social media. And which, speaking of social media, come follow us or come like us on Facebook at facebook.com/flatlineradio. Also follow us on Twitter at Flatline Radio and just about any other media outlet, social media outlet out there that you can find. I'm pretty sure Flatline's going to have some sort of presence on there because we're young and we like the internet. So anyways, guys, thank you all once again for stopping in on this episode, and we will see you on the next episode, which, oh my goodness, that's going to be episode 26 of Flatline Radio. Oh, well. But anyways, you know, thank you all once again for tuning in, and we are still here in the studio keeping our fingers on the ever-absent pulse of the horror and haunted attraction industries, so all you have to do is lean back and let your blood flow to Flatline Radio.